Annual seed swapping event Seedy Sunday returns to Science North on February 26. Dating back to the early 2000s, organizers describe Seedy Sunday as being part of a long-term project to help Sudbureans grow and access more local food, and less expensive food at that. The ideal state is that we'll build a system around growing and saving local, climate-adapted seeds, said Rochelle Rocha, one of the organizers, in a news release. If done the right way, we'll end up with better quality seeds, tastier produce and plants that might need fewer external inputs, like watering. By local, Rocha is referring to seeds from gardens in the area that encompasses Sudbury, North Bay, Sault Ste. Marie and Timmins areas. Saving seeds from year to year is what allows us to develop seeds that are actually climate adapted to our area, she said, explaining how local seeds are adapted to the particulars of this growing region, including daylight length during the growing season, the relatively short growing season, a cool and wet spring and the tendency for very hot and dry periods in the summer. While Seedy Sunday is generally for green thumbs who are already growing gardens and saving seeds from year to year, organizers also want to attract those who are interested in local food and in local seeds, and in building their own horticultural skills. We hope a lot of people will bring seeds to swap, but for those who don't have any, and want to commit to bringing some back next year, we are launching a program whereby the participants will get a starter seed pack, Rocha said. Seedy Sunday is looking for seed donations as well, which can be dropped off at Seasons Pharmacy and Culinara, 815 Lorne Street, between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m., Monday to Friday, or Saturday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Donations are accepted before February 16. Seedy Sunday will be held from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on February 26 at Science North. Besides the seed swap, a number of educational and fun activities for children will also be offered. Guest speakers include Jacques Vincellette, Peggy Bailey from Three Forks Farms, and Johnny Kashama Batabella of College Boreal. Topics include general principles of seed saving, the importance of seed biodiversity and milkweed. The presentations will also be live streamed and posted on YouTube. For updates and information, follow Seedy Sunday on Facebook and Instagram. The event is free, but if you plan on attending, organizers ask that you register using this link.